You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Sensex, Nifty and Bank Nifty have ended at record closing highs and metals and FMCGs have gained big. These are among the headlines we'll be following. But of course, the headline, as it has been for the past few days, is that we are seeing records all over again. My name is Rakesh. This is Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street.
The Sensex is up 352.21 points, or 0.95%, to close at 37,336.85, and Nifty up 111.1 points, or 0.99%, to close at 11,278. Thank God it's Friday. Indeed, has been the case for the Lal Street as traders carried on strong momentum all through the week on Friday as well. The Sensex, Nifty and Bank Nifty managed to end the week at record closing highs. In fact, it is the 21st time in 2018 that the index managed to clock this milestone, while the Nifty has achieved it for the 15th time. With this up move, the Sensex has hit a record high in 8 out of the past 12 sessions so far. The 30 share index has managed to close above 37,300 after hitting an intraday high of 37,368.4, while Nifty ended above 11,250 after hitting an intraday high of 11,283.4. The day began on a positive note as gains in metals and FMCG spaces boosted the market. Hindalco and ITC led the gains chart for both the sectors. Additionally, a surge in financial names also boosted the market, while mid-caps rally aided sentiment. The index further extended gains through the session as these sectors held the rally as well. The Sensex is now up 352.21 points, like I said, to close at 37,336, and the Nifty up 111 points, or 0.99%, to close at 11,278. The market breadth is positive as 1,638 shares advanced against a decline of 956 shares, while 178 shares are unchanged. ITC, Tata Motors and IOC were the top gainers, while Hindustan Unilever, Adani Ports, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and Bajaj Finserv were among the top losers. Let's run through some stocks that were in the news today. ITC shares rallied to a fresh 52-week high of 307 rupees as brokerage houses remained bullish on the stock after the company started off the financial year 2018-2019 on a strong note. The cigarettes to hotels to FMCG major has reported a profit growth of 10.1% year-on-year to 2,818 crore rupees, with better growth in the FMCG business, that is cigarettes and others. The stock closed 5.2% higher. Shares of Biocon gained almost 5% on the back of strong numbers declared by the company in the quarter ended June 2018. The company beat analysts' estimates by posting a 47% jump in net profit at 120 crore rupees in the first quarter ended June 2018. Westlife Development share price rallied 11% after the company posted profit and double-digit same-stores sales growth in quarter 1 FY19. Profit for the quarter ended June stood at 11.6 crore rupees against a loss of 2.7 crore rupees in the same period last year, said the owner of the master franchisee of McDonald's restaurants in West and South India. Shares of IL and FS Transportation Networks gained 17% as the company announced rights issue worth 3,000 crore rupees. The company board at its meeting held on the 27th of July approved the proposal for issue of equity shares of face value of 10 rupees each to the existing shareholders on a right basis up to 3,000 crore rupees, subject to all applicable statutory and regulatory approvals. A to Z Infra Engineering share price rallied 17% after the company announced a one-time debt settlement with lenders of its subsidiary. And finally, let's look at what's happening in stock markets across the world. We start with Europe, which is still trading. European markets have been trading higher as investors digested fresh earnings and looked for cues from key growth data from the United States. The pan-European Stock 600 was slightly higher by about 0.12%. Turning eastward now, Asian shares have closed mixed as investors kept an eye on trade headlines and upcoming economic events. Japan's Nikkei 225 edged higher by 0.56%, or 125.88 points, to close at a session high of 22,712.75. Well, we saw so many records this week that I've lost track of all the records. What will happen to the stock market in the coming week? Will this rally continue? Will we see Nifty hit 11,450? And will the rally continue from there onwards? So many questions. And it is earnings season, so a lot of big names will be announcing their results. And post-market hours, two big names will be announcing today their June quarter earnings. Reliance is one of them. How will that affect the markets on Monday? And what indeed are the numbers that Reliance and other big companies will be posting today? We'll find out all of that when we come back on Monday. Until then, This is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on moneycontrol.com, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for all the latest from the worlds of business and finance, and indeed to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.